It's the end of my first day here at the York Food and Drink Festival on the 18th of September, and I've just come across a very big wheel of cheese with some posh looking wines. And it's just at the edge of St. Helens Square. It's a business called Discover the Origin, and I've just been eating lots of cheese, but then I thought I might as well talk to them. So it sounds really interesting what they've been doing. So could you introduce yourself and tell me what it is that you've been doing with your cheeses and wines and other selected food stuffs?
Sure, of course. Well, I'm Amy and I work for Discover the Origin, and we are a 3-year campaign to promote Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, Parma ham, Douro Valley wine, Burgundy and port. And they're all foods of origin, they're historic products, and we're just trying to get foodies in metropolitan areas really interested in them and sending them off to their local delis and wine shops to buy them.
Uh-huh. And you have a book as well. I can see that you've got a book with... What's in your book?
It is a recipe book full of recipes related to the campaign, related to the Parma ham, Parmesan and the wines and port. And you can get that by, well, you can fill in a questionnaire and we'll put it into a draw and you may win it. Otherwise, you can follow us on our website, www.discovertheorigin.co.uk, for a chance to win one.
And for any winos, cheezos or parhamos, oh, that didn't work, anyone interested in what you just said should come down, because you're only here tomorrow. Tomorrow's your last day.
It's our last day. So do come down and we'll let you try all our products and give you a bit of a wine and food matching. And we're also in Melton's too, 1 p.m. doing a wine masterclass with our wine expert.
Lovely. And can I ask you about the things behind you? There's, I think they're probably cheese knives, and there's an angry looking machine.
Yes.
What are they for?
The angry looking machine is it's called a Columbia. It's a Parma ham machine, and it's the mechanism is not mechanical. You do it purely by your hand, or it's not electric, rather. And in Italy, they believe that if you use a mechanical machine, an electric machine, rather, it takes away the flavour because it cuts too fast. Whereas this is pure elbow grease, so it's a hard work. And the Parmesan knives are almond-shaped knives, and they just cut off petals of Parmesan cheese just enough to sample.
So tell me about this big wheel of Parmesan cheese, then, because what's the history behind it and what makes it so unique?
Parmesan cheese, or Parmigiano Reggiano, as the Italians call it, as it's known, is a cheese from cow's milk, and each cheese weighs about 40 kilograms. It's about 26% fat, so relatively healthy in terms of cheese. It can't be produced anywhere but in Parma, although many people try and call it their cheese Parmesan. It can only be called Parmesan if it's from Parma in Italy. And it's natural cheese. The only additive is salt and rennet.
And what should I expect to taste when I eat this? I had a bit before, and it had a nice texture. What do you think makes a good Parmesan good?
Well, we've got the three ages. We've got an 18, 22, and 30 months. And if you try the 18, you'll taste it's creamy. It's slightly softer. It's not what you're used to. It's almost got the texture of a cheese like cheddar. And it's got some high acidity. And as you move on, the acidity drops and it becomes a little bit more nutty, a bit more complex. And when you get to the 30, which is my favourite, you get little calcium crystals, which are crunchy. And it's a very savoury tasting cheese, very nutty and perfect for cheese board.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your time. And that wine masterclass sounds fantastic. And I'm going to have a bit more cheese, if that's okay.
Yeah, help yourself. There's lots to get around.
Yeah. So it's discovertheorigin.co.uk. And for some of this fantastic food. Thank you very much.